Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. We're going to go to Martina of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Martina. What's on your mind today?
Generally, I appreciate your analysis, but today is quite a downer, and I put my finger on it. You're being very disrespectful to the Russian people. Now,
I can't quite hear you. Could you maybe take it off of speaker and just say that again? Because I want to hear you, but I can't understand what you're saying.
Well, let's try this. This darn phone. I should call you from the other line. This thing is bad. Anyhow, you're being very disrespectful of the Russian people. And that just begets more hatred, more anger, more viciousness. And we don't need more of that. We need more love. Find a way of sending people and support to the Ukrainian people. Teddy bears, blankets, musical instruments, casseroles, whatever we can send there. People to stand with the Ukrainians against this horror that is happening to them. But don't demonize the Russian people because of the actions of the madman. And I'm going to quit now.
Yeah, Martina, that's well said. And let me respond to that, because what you're saying is legitimate. But then I ask you to consider the following. When you say the Russian people, I spent almost 2 weeks, about a week and a half in Russia in 1997 during the thaw. And I was with a delegation from the Justice Department in St. Petersburg in Moscow. And we went around talking about at their invitation about our constitution, our legal system. The people are terrific. I'll tell you a funny anecdote. I ate at a restaurant called the Aphrodite in Moscow. The Aphrodite is a very old restaurant where Pushkin, the great writer, had his last meal before he was killed in a duel. So I was kind of a Weisenheimer with this guy, the waiter, and I go, "What chair was Pushkin sitting in when he had his last meal here?" And the guy said, "The one you're sitting in right now." You know, he'd heard this before, and his attention span was getting very thin here. Here's the deal, and let me be very blunt. You've got to put pressure on Putin. Putin's got to be killed. He's got to be removed from office. Theoretically, if you could do it without killing him, great. You know that you can't do that. He's a sadist. He is torturing and butchering civilians. The magnificent Russians who protest are our friends on our side. But the average people, something like 80% in a recent poll, support Putin and the war. Now, you can say some of that was coerced. I get it. But still, there's a fair number who do. They're misinformed. And I'm not suggesting they are innately evil themselves. I am suggesting Putin is innately evil himself. But I'm saying that if people are going to continue to support him, that has to change. And so I think there has to be, during the World War II with Germany, the average German person is a good person, but many of them supported the Nazis. And the truth of the matter is, you have to let the population in a country run by Nazis know that we're not going to put up with it. And it's a very, very, I think, kind of gentle sanction to say we want no part of them. We don't want them in the United States, except for the protesters. They're great. Get out of here. And change your thinking. And that's what I'm talking about. It has nothing to do with their innateness, innate goodness. You can't just say, "Oh, the Russian people are all great. It's just Putin." They're supporting Putin, many of them. Okay, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're on next. Thank you. The lines are lighted up. I'll get to you all in order. If I don't get to you all this section, I will get it right after the break. Gene of Eau Claire.
Good morning. Yeah, Putin's literally getting away with murder. And, you know, we have so many forgivenesses. And I think that's one of our faults. We're letting them get away with too much here, and it's unbelievable, you know, to see the destruction and the death and that type of thing. But I guess that's what happens when we have that type of government. And I'm praying that we don't get that type of government in our country. When I watch, and I know this is no comparison to the death and the horrifying things Putin is doing, watch what they're doing with this judge and to listen to Republicans. I'm getting really sick of people making excuses saying it's politics. No, it isn't. This is the way the Republicans think now as far as going after that judge. And I do believe it's racist and sexist. And I was just disgusted with the majority of those Republicans I watched live. And I'll tell you, Matt, I was just like really nauseous and sick. But the three Republicans who've been really honest throughout most of their time, you know, calling out Trump, but, you know, some of them didn't vote to impeach him. However, you know, to say they're going to vote for this outstanding candidate, I was very thankful for them. But you know what? There needs to be more of them, and there's not. And I
right.
Think
no, Gene, thank you. I love your passion. You're absolutely right on the money. She was treated with tremendous disrespect and abusiveness. Thank God for the three Republicans. She'll get in. But the Republican Party has become a Trump party, and Trump is on the road to Putin. Fortunately, we have institutions, I think, that'll intervene, I hope. Thanks for calling in. Eastside Dave, can squeeze you in before the break and get to everybody else afterwards. What's on your mind, Eastside Dave?
Good morning. I've got a quick question, serious request for you and your mates that have the other programs there, which is that I would hope that you would address to define for people what fascism and totalitarianism is and possibly help them spell it. I'm going to leave it there.
That's an excellent question, and I'm going to respond a little now before the break, then afterwards some more, and the next callers after the break. Fascism started with Mussolini, and Hitler picked up on it. Fascism is not a policy doctrine. It's simply a doctrine of a strong man taking power, money, and killing everybody, and wielding power for the sake of wielding it in his own ego. And all he cares about is perpetuating it and killing and resisting people who take it away from him. That's all it is. That's Putin. Putin's not Russian culture. Hitler was not German culture. And Mussolini was not Italian culture. All of those three countries have long, deep cultures. But the fact is that each of them was simply a strong man, and they suspend the all democratic norms. They don't have a free press. You don't have freedom of assembly. You don't have freedom from being seized by the secret police. And they all are of the same kind. And frankly, we're very far from that in the United States, and we have good democratic institutions, but Trump has the same inclinations, in my view. Eastside Dave, thanks for calling in. We're going to go to a quick break, back right after the break, and get to the next caller in line. Do not hang up. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.